Oh, that sounds like fun. That's cool. I used to have my phone mounted to my handlebars, and I would just use the GPS on that when required. It came in handy a few times, I'll tell you. Power just came back on. Thank goodness. You know, one time, there's this GPS app for the phones called Waze. W-A-Z-E. I really like that one. I've been using it for many, many years. They will tell you where, you know, road hazards are, because the Wazers that are driving around, they're adding data all the time. So if there's a car parked on the side of the road or a cop ahead, or one time I was on the motorcycle riding with two with a pillion, getting ready to go over this San Francisco bridge, heading for San Francisco in lane number 3 or whatever, and Waze chirps at me into my Sina headset, and I did look down and it says on the screen, there's a road hazard up ahead in lane number 3. Turns out it's a large dead dog that had been hit. And here I am on a 650 motorcycle. So I changed lanes, and sure enough, man, right where I had been heading, there's this carcass of this huge, probably like a golden lab or something. I felt terrible for it, but man, I'm glad I had that app on my phone.
Oh yeah, I used that before. I forgot about that. I think they just partnered with Google recently in the last couple of years. Yeah, I've used it before. What I found is I was always trying to respond to it when I was driving the car or a truck. I'm like, I forget that. It's too distracting. But it's fun if you have a passenger. But then I also found people are putting fake stuff out there too. Well, I thought was fake stuff, because like one time I was driving, I don't remember where it was, but on one drive going down south, probably to Sacramento or something, like every half mile they were saying, road hazard, car on the side of the shoulder, whatever. And there was never nothing. So somebody was just screwing around. But yeah, it's a good thing. And, I was talking with Sina. I just bought the Cardo Pack Talk Edge Dew Pack. I ordered it a couple days ago. Should be here in 5 or 6 days for Cindy and I.
Is that the new intercom system? Because mine's old, and I only have one half of it left. The other half probably is somewhere in Texas, in a storage unit somewhere. But mine's a SMH10, and it's old tech. I'm sure that's long since been discontinued. What's the new one?
Yeah, the new one is the Cardo Pack Talk Edge instead of Senna. I went with Cardo. I after watching a lot of reviews and actually contacting their customer support on the phone and asking them lots of questions. But it's got that mesh technology. I don't know if you've heard of that. So it has two Bluetooth channels. So you hook one to your phone, one to your GPS, and then the mesh technology is almost like Bluetooth, but better. I don't know if you heard of it or not, so I don't want to explain it if you have.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of familiar with it. Oh, I got a phone call. I'll catch you later. This is another ham friend of mine down here in Southern Cal. I'll talk to you in a little bit. WRKU 327, clear.
All right, sir. Have a great day. WRDY 409.